The story of the silver coins is almost the polar opposite to that of the gold. The Republican and early imperial silver denarius was the monetary standard bearer for this earlier period, in the way that the gold solidus would come to be by Justinian's day. The first two coins in the top central section of the case represent a Republican denarius and a denarius of the first emperor, Augustus. In 215 AD, the Emperor Caracalla introduced a new silver coin, the Antoninianus, represented by the third coin. Moving further into the political and military crises of the 3rd century, however, the Antoninianus became debased, meaning that its silver content went down and the amount of base metals, such as copper, went up. The fourth coin demonstrates how extensive this debasement became, as it is nominally a silver coin, even though it looks base metal. The coin next to it represents the reforms of the Emperor Diocletian at the very end of the 3rd century, but the damage to the position of the Roman silver coinage had already been done. By Justinian's day, the silver siliqua, as it was now known, was almost as rare as the Republican gold coins had once been, while the gold solidus was the standard bearer the Republican denarius had once been.